Hey guys, welcome to episode 153 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, another Monday in February. We're already past Valentine's Day, but I couldn't help but contemplate the concept of love and how we express love to the people around us. And I've just been mulling over how I express my love to my kids. I mean, some people might look at me and think I love on my kids too much. Others might look at me and think, she doesn't love them enough or show them enough love. But that's the way it is. Everyone has their own way of loving on the people around them, their friends and family, and especially our kids. And from my perspective, I see people treating their kids based upon their own personality. Like, I love on my kids based upon my personality. And, you know, it works for me. And I see other people loving on their kids differently than I do, but it works for them, and that's fine, because like I've always told you guys with my kids, I've told them that we do things in our family a certain way, other families do it their way, and each house has their own rules, and that's fine. But it's really interesting when I see people who don't even have kids give parents parenting advice. That's the one, like, pet peeve that I have, is people who don't have their own kids giving parents advice, because you gotta walk in the shoes, guys, before you give that kind of advice, parenting advice, because there's no cookie cutter kid, so there's no cookie cutter way of raising kids other than loving them as much as you can, I think, in the way that you're able to. And so that's the topic of today's podcast, is how you love on your kids. I remember when I was still single and I didn't have kids, I would actually watch other parents and see how they parented, because, I mean, in case I was going to have kids, I wanted to have some sort of knowledge out of observation, because I wasn't one who babysat kids or anything. I never babysat kids when I was a teenager, and I was never one to volunteer to babysit kids as like a young adult. I just didn't do it. I didn't have the knack for it. I didn't have the patience when I was younger for it either, and so it was not a good idea for me to babysit any kids. But I did observe parents, and, you know, I would lock away little nuggets in the back of my brain, you know, what I thought was a good way to parent a situation, or a way that I wouldn't want to parent a situation. You know, like I said, everyone parents their own way, and I would just lock away those little nuggets that I thought I could use if I was going to have kids. Because remember, I thought I was going to be an old maid. I didn't think I was going to get married, let alone have kids. I mean, that was so far-fetched, beyond my own imagination, that I would ever be a parent, let alone be a single parent with two kids. But I really think that kids adapt themselves based upon the environment they live in. They're, you know, kids are chameleons. They are. They adapt to what's around them, their surroundings, and that also comes with how we love upon them. And as a single parent, it's really interesting because you have to toggle between being the nurturer and the disciplinarian. And looking back at it now, I was always both. Even when I was married, I would play both roles because I wanted them to have certain boundaries. And then I was also the one who would pick them up when they scraped their knee or they felt sad or whatever. They would come to me. Their dad was around, but then he wasn't around at the same time, if you know what I'm talking about. He was there, his body was there, but he wasn't present. And I didn't realize that until way after, like, I was divorced. It was like, looking back, it was like, oh, yeah, that I did that too. And I did that too. And my sisters even said, yeah, whenever you would come in to visit, we would see you doing all the work. You'd be like Getting the kids ready, you would be make sure that they had food, you'd make sure that they were okay, and you would make sure that they were this and that, and you'd check up on them. And then my ex-husband would be there eating. So anyway, I digress. Sorry about that. But yeah, being a single parent, you have to be the nurturer and the disciplinarian. So I have to toggle back and forth. My kids see me toggling back and forth now that, you know, they're older. They see my different moods, and they know that when I'm on an even keel, which is most of the time when I'm just like, oh yeah, you know, just going through life, I am silly and loving, and I joke around with them, and we just have really great conversations. But lo and behold, people, when I am pissed off, they know they need to stay away. And we've actually had conversations about this, me and my kids separately. Had conversations with my son. I've had conversations with my daughter. It's like, they know when I'm pissed off, they need to just, like, make themselves as scarce as possible. Because I just need to let off steam. I just need to yell. I don't throw anything. I don't punch anything. I kind of just yell. And I, like, verbally just, like, blah, 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 complain. And then I'm done. You know, they just allow me to like fly off the handle and then let me simmer down, like simmer down now. And then I'm fine. And they approach me later. It's like, oh yeah. And then we, you know, I know if I have unnecessarily yelled at them for anything, I will apologize. I am not afraid to apologize to them, because I want them to see that even though you've had a bad moment, a bad day, and taken it out on another person, it's still up to you to apologize, because you're the one who has unnecessarily put your anger upon another person, and that's not fair to that person. And they want them to see that about me, because I'm the mom and I'm not always even keeled. And I want them to see they don't always have to be even keeled with family or with friends. But you have to swallow your pride and be human and be vulnerable and apologize, because that's the right thing to do. And so they see me apologize to them. I'm like, I'm really sorry about that. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I didn't mean to yell at you. I was having a moment. And we'll just talk. And then, you know, we forgive each other. Even though I still feel guilty about it for a while. And they know that even though I've had a bad moment, a bad day, a bad situation happened to me and I unleashed it on them, that doesn't mean I stopped loving them. I want them to know that even when I have a bad moment, or anybody in my family has had a moment, the love is still there. They cannot do anything in their lives for me to not love them. And they know that. And the behaviors and the things that I've done in my life, showing them my love and showing them saying apologies and all that stuff, it's still from a place of love. And it's always that way. And it's a pretty consistent message to them that my love is always there. My love is always there, even when I'm tired. Even when they've been rotten to me as well, the love is still there. The love is still there. And I think that's an important thing to show the people around you, that what they mean to you is love. You know, your love is always there. And I see people in relationships where love is conditional. And that's something that bugs the heck out of me. People like, throwing that out, saying, well, you didn't do this, so I don't love you anymore. I'm like, what? conditional love is the worst. If you're in a relationship that has conditional love, that is not love. Love is unconditional. Love. And if you truly love somebody, it's unconditional. It truly is. Even when they're upset with you, like I said, when you go back and truly apologetic to somebody, you know, it just is. And hopefully that's the kind of message that y'all give your kids. Or for those of you who are going to be parents, think about how you're going to love on your kids. Think about the rules that you want to have as a family, because, you know, you don't want to suddenly be like when they're at a pivotal time in their life and you realize you and your parenting person, your other parenting person, I didn't say your married person, your co-parent has a totally different philosophy on discipline or certain rules or whatever. You need to talk about this way before the situation comes to pass, like, you know, before they're faced with a situation like running in the street or climbing things or, you know, all the things in life that you go through with your kids. You need to talk to your co-parent about rules and everything. And also showing your love, figuring it out, and giving that message that you always love them, no matter what. Because I think that's where kids find strength, and they feel secure knowing that your love is always there for them. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. I hope you guys have continued your Valentine's expressions of love to those around you, not just to your spouse or your boyfriend or to your girlfriend, your significant other, but to everyone around you. Like you guys know, it's been a difficult month for me. I'm still going through what I'm going through with my dad, but I'm still showing love. Anyway, guys, like I said, that's it for now. I will talk to you guys next week. If there's a topic that you want me to talk about, go ahead and leave me a message on Anchor or Instagram or Twitter, any of my social media. I'll check up on that stuff and would love to interact with some of you all about future topics or even have you guys on the podcast at one point in a time or not. Would love to have a guest or two every now and again. And like I said, I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Monday. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.